Well, she put my name on it, but that's sort of an overstatement. She's a hazard of the tough times in public health. But anyway, I'm going to do what I can with her presentation. So administrator dashboards, and she is on my team, and so I do know what she's working on, so it's not like I'm completely uninformed. Real-time reporting for informed decision-making. So we're going to start with her joke. Dog Burt consults, you need a dashboard application to track your key metrics. That way you'll have more data to ignore when you make your decisions based on company politics. Will the data be accurate? Okay, let's pretend that matters. Definition, dashboard, a visual display of the most important information needed to achieve one or more objectives, consolidated and arranged on a single screen so the information can be monitored at a glance. Single screen is an important part of this because many of our managers could ferret out the information out of various and sundry. Oh, they got this state element over in that report and so forth, and this other one over here, but they didn't have it in one place. And that was what we were trying to do for them, among other things. So the purpose, to monitor key performance measures in real time. When I say real time, the data is actually updated like between midnight and 2 a.m. every night. So that's about as close to real time as we get. So, and there aren't that many things in public health that you need last minute for in most cases, especially on performance measures. To assure quality of service delivery, to know if the program interventions are yielding the desired outcome, that would be nice to know. To make decisions based on evidence and to plan allocation of limited resources. So she's got some examples here. This is the one that's from the Oregon State Hospital, looking at the census and the beds. And this one is looking actually at quarters. It's not daily, but for this purpose, this is what they need. And they've got indicators here, desired trend up or down, because apparently they want more hours of treatment and nursing service and less people in the beds. And then they've got times down here on hours of restraint, which they would like to keep that one down to a minimum as well. And so this is one she found from the National Health Service looking at cytology. And those of you who are lab people probably know more about what this means than I do. And here is another one she's got on bed occupancy in the different units of a hospital. So that she was, this is just examples of dashboards being used in healthcare. So I want to give just a little bit of background before going into this. Basically, we have, like everybody else in healthcare, we have many database silos. And we have moved data from those operational systems into a data warehouse. And for some things, we are linking records. And for other things, we are looking just at a particular program's data to create a data dashboard. So here, the dashboard begins with the administrator's information needs. I mean, we didn't just, oh, I'm bored this afternoon, I'm gonna make a dashboard. People have real needs for the data. And so when I say, or she says, Patty says, analysis of reporting needs, we're not talking about we're spending a year. We get right to it. We do a lot of prototyping. We put it up there. Is this what you want? Oh, add this data element, take away that one. Can you put it over weeks or days or whatever, or quarters, depending on what the data element is? So we don't give our life, I mean, we get right to it. We're big on prototyping, the agile process as they were describing it. The data has to be in an electronic format, otherwise we can't point to it and put it anywhere. We also need permission to access the data, which generally the informatics group does have access, but we have a whole process for data sharing and getting permission to show the data. We need tools to do this. So whoever's going to do this is going to have tools. So why don't they just do it themselves? Because typically these kind of tools, such as Crystal Reports, these are easy to do. the data in the operational databases, and even when it's brought over to the data warehouse where we have simplified the files and translated the codes, they can still just be fuddle. Anybody who is not a database person. And so it's a bit much to expect them to know that. The data, it's not obvious even where the data is stored. The context of the data is not present when they're looking at a raw file. And they're very busy. No time to play data detective, it says. Oh. So here's an example of what I was talking about, what Patty was talking about. The data is stored in multiple tables. The naming conventions are not intuitive. First, you even have to know, is it an Access? Is it Excel? Is it DB2? What is it? Where is it stored? What is the key field? What am I looking for? And the file relationships are based on these index keys, and it really does overwhelm somebody who doesn't do this, who doesn't handle database files all the time. So it's not obvious where to find the needed information. So here we have a data capture screen. This particular one is WIC. How many times were vegetables offered to the child? And here it is represented in the database table that's matching that particular question. And the screen provides context for the administrator. So you can see here is the question and here's my possible answers. But when you look at the actual database table, there's no context. And so, again, somebody who doesn't know their way around a database table is just going to give up and not do it, basically. And the other thing is they're just busy. So here's just an example of it. When are they going to learn how to do all this? So the other thing is based on which dashboard you're looking at, this screen will change the filter criteria, and this particular one is based on a date range, which county are they looking for, and so they would select one or more counties, but depending on what you're looking at, it might be selected by provider, filtered by provider. There's a whole range of things. Hospital is another example for one of them we've got. So here's an example of one for key performance measures. And basically, this is just a one of the child health programs. This is high-risk infants. And for a particular county, this happens to be year 2008, but you can select on any date range. And so these are the things that the program manager and the section manager for this particular program have said they need to know these things all the time. It's web-based, so they can get to it from anywhere with their login, and they can see, you know, how many premature babies do they have for the time period I'm asking about. And this particular one here is for the Early Hearing Detection and Intervention Program. This one is actually an example where records are matched and linked, matched against the vital statistics. We get a daily dump of the birth registry data, and we compare it to what's being reported from the hospitals. And then we send these reports to the hospitals telling them we didn't receive completed screening information for this these set of babies. The other thing is they can manage caseloads because managers need to know how many clients does a particular public health nurse or whomever, whatever the case may be, in this particular case, it would be a public health nurse, you know, for whatever time period we're looking at or for right now today, how many cases and how, you know, severe, what is the, you know, how what's the workload basically of this person? And so the other thing, this is, you know, these are just examples of tools. We happen to be using Crystal Reports. We're about to start using SharePoint because we want to do workflow. We want to be able to send like screens and alerts and so forth. So we're going to be using SharePoint for that. And Excel, of course, is a real quick way to get there. But the ones you just looked at were all done in Crystal Reports. And here she's got another joke. I can monitor the company's key metrics from my executive dashboard. Uh-oh, I need to do a better job of falsifying my data. Allow me to set the stage for your next assignment by reminding you that stockholders have never done anything for you. And so, office family health people, information services people, and then Washington County all contributed to this particular presentation. There's references, questions. Anybody have questions?
Yeah, thank you very much. Any questions?
Have you run across any tools for creating dashboards that you thought were that really stood out or?
Well, we've been using Crystal Reports. It's very easy, very quick. We can turn out a dashboard in the same day that you, I mean, assuming it's right now. My staff's got many dashboards scheduled into the future, but Crystal Reports has worked very well.
And are those like fixed dashboards or are they user-configurable?
These are fixed. The problem I know that Patty was trying to make in that slide about why are we helping them is that, you know, of course, with training and so forth, administrators and others could you learn how to use these tools, but they're kind of overwhelming to them, and they just, and we can do it so quick, my team can do it so quick that they just say, okay, now we want one that's on this data, you know. And my friend always says, you're just encouraging them, because you give them a you give them a taste and they want more, you know. Anything else?
In the IT world, we call that the ooh-ooh factor. Ooh-ooh, can it do this?
Yes.
So any other questions for Lena? Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And thank you for serving. Good luck on your